We looked across the draw toward the mortar section and saw Redifer throw out a phosphorus grenade to give us smokescreen protection when we came back across. He threw several more grenades, which went off with a muffled bump and a flash. Thick clouds of white smoke billowed forth and hung almost immobile in the heavy, misty air. I grabbed a metal box of 60mm mortar ammo in each hand. Each of the other men also picked up a load. We prepared to cross. The Nambu kept firing down the smoke-covered draw. I was reluctant to go, as were the others, but we could see Redifer standing out in the draw, throwing more phosphorus grenades to hide us. I felt like a coward. My buddies must have felt the same way, as we glanced anxiously at each other. Someone said resignedly, "Let's go on the double and keep your 5-pace interval." We dashed into the smoky, murky air. I lowered my head and gritted my teeth as the machine gun slug snapped and zipped around us. I expected to get hit. So did the others. I wasn't being brave, but Redifer was, and I would rather take my chances than be yellow in the face of his risks to screen us. If he got hit while I was cringing in safety, I knew it would haunt me the rest of my life. That is, if I lived much longer, which seemed more unlikely every day. The smoke hid us from the gunner, but he kept firing intermittent bursts down the draw to prevent our crossing. Slugs popped and snapped, but we made it across. We rushed behind the knoll and flung the heavy ammo boxes down on the mud. We thanked Redifer, but he seemed more concerned with solving the problem at hand than talking. "Boy, that Nip's got the best trained trigger finger I ever heard. Listen to them short bursts he gets off," a buddy said. We panted and listened to the machine gun, half in terror and half in admiration of the Japanese gunner's skill. He continued to fire across the rear of our position. Each burst was 2 or 3 rounds, and spaced. Tat-tat, tat-tat-tat, tat-tat. Just then we heard the engine of a tank some distance across the draw. Without a word, Redifer sped across the draw toward the sound. He got across safely. We could see him dimly through the drifting smoke as he contacted the tankers. Shortly, we saw him backing toward us slowly, giving the tankers hand signals as he directed the big Sherman across the draw. The Nambu kept firing blindly through the smoke as we watched Redifer anxiously. He seemed unhurried and reached us safely with the tank. The tankers had agreed to act as a shield for us in our hazardous crossing. With several of us crouching in the welcome protection it afforded us, the tank moved back and forth across the draw, always between us and the enemy machine gun. We loaded up on ammo and moved slowly across the machine gun-swept draw, hugging the side of the tank like chicks beside a mother hen. We kept this up until all the ammo was brought safely across.